KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, increasing clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly overnight with temperatures in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs at 83. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lower 60s, and Thursday, sunny in the upper 80s. Right now, it's 82.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. After the big announcement that the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure agreement had been reached, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle pushed for and against linking the package to much larger, higher controversial $6 trillion package, complete with tax increases, that some Democrats seek to pass via a partisan budget reconciliation process. While President Biden initially stated he would not sign the bipartisan bill into law without also signing the other, he quickly walked back that statement. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she would not bring up a Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure bill for a vote in the House unless the partisan package is also passed by the Senate and sent to the lower chamber. For his part, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell had rejected any linkage, he said, unless Leader Schumer and Speaker Pelosi walk back their threats, they will refuse to send the president a bipartisan infrastructure bill unless they also separately pass trillions of dollars of unrelated tax hikes, wasteful spending, and the Green New Deal. Then President Biden's walk back on a veto threat would be a hollow gesture. McConnell stressed Republicans have been negotiating a bipartisan good faith measure to meet the real infrastructure needs of the nation, and the president cannot let congressional Democrats hold a bipartisan bill hostage over a separate and partisan process. The House last week passed a $715 billion five-year surface transportation bill and water infrastructure bill along party lines. In addition to traditional infrastructure priorities, the package included climate-related provisions. The surface transportation bill considered a must-pass legislation since the current law expires this fall. But attempts by some congressional Democrats to link its passage to a much larger $6 trillion social spending bill complicates the measure's passage, which requires by the end of September to avoid a lapse in authorization. That's a check of Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
News. I'm Andy Hoosier, members of the Frito-Lay's chapter of the Bakery, Confectionery, Tobacco Workers, and Grain Millers Local 218 Union are sitting on day number two of their strike in Topeka. KWCH News reports that many of the members walked out on the picket line after working near 73 hours during a, quote, push week that the company had during the major holiday where they say they sell more of their product. The union and the company are currently under negotiations for a new term agreement where union members rejected the 2% wage increase at the end of each year, and some of the negotiators felt that it addressed the forced overtime issues. In other news, the Kansas Supreme Court on Friday upheld the first-degree murder convictions of a man sentenced to 150 years in prison for a triple homicide in the Kansas City area. Fake News reports that 31-year-old Mondale Leon Douglas was convicted of the fatal April 2018 shootings of 51-year-old Edward Rollins, 46-year-old David Rollins, and 40-year-old Edrin Coates. Each of the convictions at the Wyandotte County District Court has brought a sentence of at least 50 years in prison. Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we've got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Kansas political icons Bob Dole and Pat Roberts have endorsed Attorney General Derek Schmidt for governor in 2022. The announcement today came as Schmidt worked to solidify support among fellow Republicans early enough to blunt a serious primary challenge from former Governor Jeff Collier. The 97-year-old Dole is a former U.S. Senate Majority Leader and the 1996 GOP presidential nominee. The 85-year-old Pat Roberts served four terms in the U.S. Senate before retiring earlier this year. Both Dole and Roberts have said that Schmidt can defeat Democrat Governor Laura Kelly in the November election. Collier has questioned whether Schmidt is a true conservative. In other news, Topeka police say that a 17-year-old girl who was shot over the holiday weekend has died from her injuries. Police announced earlier today that Nevaeh Martinez, who was shot late on Saturday, has died. A 21-year-old suspect, Daisha Butler, was arrested on Sunday. She's currently being held at the Shawnee County Jail on updated potential charges of first-degree murder and aggravated battery. Police so far have not released any other information about the shooting as the investigation is still ongoing. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Slow down your pace, speed up your internet, savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A woman who could become Nebraska's first female death row inmate has pleaded for her life with the judges who will sentence her. The Lincoln Journal-Star reported that Bailey Boswell's plea came after a psychologist testified that she was abused and trafficked for sex by a former boyfriend. 3 days of testimony over whether Boswell should be sentenced to death or life in prison wrapped up Friday before a three-judge panel. The 27-year-old was convicted of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder last year for her role in the killing and dismemberment of 24-year-old Sydney Loof after Boswell met her through a dating app. Nearly a dozen people taken to a hospital early yesterday when a second-story deck on a home in Sutton, Nebraska, collapsed during a 4th of July pool party. The Fillmore County Sheriff said that he did not know how many guests were at the pool party at the time the deck collapsed. Sutton is 63 miles east of Lincoln. Mid-America Network News.
Wear and tear. It seems like something is always breaking, falling off, or needing repair. That's why Abilene Machine only sells the highest quality new, remanufactured, and used parts. Their new parts are second to none, yet are typically 40% off the list price of the big OEMs. Used parts can save you even more, up to 50% off new. Don't let your ag replacement parts take a toll on your pocket. Call Abilene Machine at 800-255-0337 or visit AbilenMachine.com. Wheat growers count on industry-leading, high-quality AgriPro brand certified seed to maximize performance and profitability, particularly under demanding growing conditions. AP Roadrunner, new from AgriPro brand for 2021, is a consistent top yielder in drought conditions. AP Roadrunner also brings good stripe rust tolerance, a good overall leaf health package, and Hessian fly tolerance to your farm. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week unanimously extended an employment contract with Francine Cromie as county appraiser for the next 4 years at $61,500 annually. A 2022 budget request in the amount of $324,000 for the department was submitted, reflecting a 50% increase for the previous year for the county appraiser. Helen Barber with Marshall County Partnership for Growth met to present a budget request of $75,000, an increase of $25,000. The previous economic development budget was $75,000, of which $50,000 went to Partnership for Growth and $25,000 went to partially fund a revolving economic development loan. Barber has done some research on the previously discussed Highway 99, in which 25th Road would be developed straight line to U.S. Highway 36, and suggested this be approached and developed as a truck route. She also had several recommendations on how the county could spend some of the American Rescue Plan money. Commissioners unanimously approved a change recommended by the county clerk that all clerical pay steps be equal. Currently, the clerk's office, bus drivers, and emergency management clerks are paid at a lower rate than the treasurer, appraiser, and register of deeds clerks. Changes will be effective July 1st. Marshall County Commissioners will meet Tuesday this week. Washington County Commissioners last week approved purchase of the recently closed Centennial Homestead building by the Washington County Hospital for $150,000. Plans are not known for the facility, which is adjacent to the hospital. The nursing home, which previously occupied the building, was sold to Belleville Healthcare Center in March, with 15 residents occupying Centennial at that time. Washington County Treasurer advised that 22 parcels will be forwarded to the law firm handling a planned tax sale, with a majority in Morroville and Haddam. Others are located in Washington, Barnes, and Greenleaf. Nemahal County Commissioners will not meet this week, with their next regularly scheduled meeting Monday, July 12th. At last week's meeting, they agreed to a recommendation from the Road and Bridge Supervisor that they will seal the Baileyville Road this year instead of the Burns-Sabetha Road. A motion to not proceed with construction of a senior center transit facility was approved unanimously after plans had been suspended recently. Commissioners heard a proposal for a transit office using the small meeting room at Nemahal County Community Building, adding a covered garage for transit vehicles. No action on that request was taken. Resignation of Terry Miller as Gilman Township Clerk was approved. Andy Evans appointed to the position at recommendation of remaining township officials. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week approved a resolution opposing a proposed Kansas-Nebraska heritage area. 33 of 49 counties involved have signed some sort of resolution against the effort, which has been suspended as a result. Opponents argue that federal laws are not being followed, landowners are not notified, lack of public support, and lack of sustaining economic development support for the current heritage area is up for renewal after 15 years. Supervisors noted that approval of the resolution does not limit development of another plan to promote tourism, perhaps across state lines. Don Shuler was for lone no vote, noting that each heritage area is required to have its own management plan, and all are not the same. He further noted that a great deal of speculation and fear has been generated, owing in part to a conservation proposal from President Biden that could affect private landowners. Gage County Planning and Zoning Committee is to meet July 22nd and will consider changes to wind generation regulations, including setback requirements. Human Resources Committee meeting last week included discussion on the Juneteenth holiday, noting the handbook states days declared by law or proclamation of the president and or governor to be holidays and will be observed by Gage County. Frank E. Jandra, age 78, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Frank Jandra. Evelyn J. Fulton, age 87, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Vigil service Wednesday evening at 6 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 4 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Fulton. David L. Schindler, age 74, of Odell, passed away Friday. He had previously served as superintendent at Diller Odell Schools. Mass of Christian burial Friday, 10:30, at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Elgin. Nernment in the church cemetery. Visitation is planned Wednesday. Family receiving friends 4 until 6 p.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for David Schindler.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Twin Valley Developmental Services is seeking caring individuals to work with people with disabilities in residential settings. This is an excellent opportunity to help others be and do all they dream by advancing their daily living and social skills, personal care, record keeping, and light household tasks. Fuller part-time in Greenleaf and Beatty. Benefits include shift differential pay, sign-on bonus, paid time off, health insurance, and a retirement package. Apply online at twinvalleyfriends.com/job-openings and make a difference today.
Ashley Home Store, the number one selling furniture brand in North America, has a huge selection of name brand furniture and mattresses in stock. Take advantage of the free shipping to your door on all items over $299 within 100 miles and Ashley Direct pricing. Browse over 2,000 items on display in the showroom. Have it delivered or pick it up from the warehouse today. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map for this Tuesday, quiet weather across the central parts of the Midwest. High pressure system overhead. We're going to see mostly sunny skies, still warm out there with that upper level ridge. We do have a cold front swinging down from the north that will bring some areas across the Midwest. Chances for some showers and thunderstorms late tonight, continuing into tomorrow. The good news is that behind this system, we will see a little bit cooler temperatures as we head into tomorrow into Thursday before we start warming back up. Another system towards the end of the week will bring more chances for some showers and thunderstorms. So across the area for this Tuesday, sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, increasing clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, upper 60s around 70. For tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming partly sunny, mid 80s. And tomorrow night, mostly clear. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature. Early July, 91. Record high on this date, 108. The average low, 68. Record low, 52. Sunset this evening, 8:56. Sunrise in the morning at 6:07.
Have you planted your cucumbers yet? We'll tell you why it's the best time to do it next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 6th, the 187th day of the year. Former President George W. Bush is celebrating a birthday, and on this day in 1928, the first all-talking movie opened up at the Strand Theater in New York. You may think that July is too late to plant cucumbers, but it's not. It's actually a perfect time. If you plant now, they will be ready for harvest in the fall, right before the first frost. Also, by planting now, you have a lesser risk of damage from cucumber beetles. Cucumbers love warm soil and air temperatures, so the dog days of summer are a perfect time. And you'll have a batch to pickle right before winter hits. Feel free to plant them right where you've harvested your spring crops, too. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about gardening online at almanac.com.
As a producer, you've always got one eye on the sky. But weathering the economic climate can be even tougher. That's where we come in. We can make a plan that will help you build a shelter for your investments that'll protect you, your family, and your future. Talk to us about it. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Career opportunities are available at Landall Company in Marysville for assemblers, material handlers, service technician, and welders, earning $47,000 to $64,000 a year to start. $2 shift differential for second and third shift. Excellent benefit package averaging $12.45 an hour or $26,000 per year with a hiring bonus of $500 to $1,000. Apply online at Landall.com/careers or phone 785-562-5381. Landall is an equal opportunity employer.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Not a good day yesterday for the Royals. Eugenio Suarez clubbed a tie-breaking three-run home run shortly after Nick Castellanos hit a tying solo shot, and the Cincinnati Reds beat the Kansas City Royals 6-2 yesterday at the K. Vladimir Gutierrez went six innings and gave up two runs, five hits, and two walks with six strikeouts. Royals back in action with the Reds this evening. First pitch at 7:10 from Kauffman Stadium. The wind surge over the weekend closed out a 12-game road trip with a 3-2 victory over Amarillo on the 4th of July. The surge now returning home to Riverfront Stadium in Wichita for a 6-game series that gets underway this evening. The wind surge actually back in town for a 12-game homestand. The first six of those games will be with Northwest Arkansas Naturals, the AA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. First pitch this evening at 7:05. Mid-America Network Sports.
It's that time of the year when there's plenty to worry about, from the weather to how you're going to finish the field before dark. But you don't have to worry about Abilene Machine and your ag replacement parts. Abilene Machine provides new, remanufactured, and used parts for almost every brand. And with four locations nationwide, your parts will arrive in record time. Call 800-255-0337 or visit AbileneMachine.com. Abilene Machine, for worry-free ag replacement parts.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. Professional golfer Gene Siller was shot and killed at a private golf course in Georgia over the weekend. The gunman, who had two other dead bodies in his truck when he shot Siller, remains on the loose. WGCL-TV reporter Tori Cooper spoke with a pastor who knew Mr. Siller.
It's sad, it's tragic. I've hosted a couple of tournaments out here. Gene was my brother.
A man of compassion with an incredible heart.
Gene was a guy that built community through hard work, through patience, through service, through selflessness. Those kind of characteristics are easy to follow, and it's a big void that is left in our community to lose such an important guy.
Those are the words that Pastor Rand Eberhard used to describe his longtime friend of Pine Tree Country Club, golf pro Gene Siller.
The Georgia PGA and Pine Tree Golf Club have both released statements wishing condolences to the family. I'm Rick Everett with your Tuesday Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage, because they're such pros at taking things. They not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Napa Know-How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know-How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know-How.
Keep your perennial gardens looking their best throughout the hot summer months and into fall with a bit of midsummer grooming and care. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Remove faded flowers for a neater and tidier appearance on peonies, lamb's ear, bergenia, and more. This also encourages additional flowering on perennials like bee balm, purple coneflower, salvia, veronicas, and others. Cut back flopping perennials like Walker's Low Catmint and salvia that have finished their second flush of flowers. New growth will be sturdier, more compact, and eventually covered with blooms. Use sharp pruners or garden scissors to remove or trim back discolored foliage. Stake taller perennials in need of a bit of support. Use bamboo stakes and ties, twigs woven into stems, or other attractive or virtually invisible supports. Then make a note on next year's calendar as a reminder to put stakes in place in spring as plants emerge. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The animal tracks are 3 feet in width, and they are real, not made by an imaginary Bigfoot, but plain to see to everyone that wades into this river. So what is it? The story of those tracks and who made them is this edition of the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
You can track a lot of animals just by looking at the ground, but you usually can't track animals that are extinct.
We know they're in the hundreds. We're trying to get a good figure on that by GPS and verification of all the track sites.
Billy Baker shares the story from Dinosaur Valley State Park in Glen Rose, Texas. It is here in this riverbed that you can see the footprints of dinosaurs who roamed the area centuries ago.
The sauropod tracks are from the Brontosaurus type, or they used to call them Brontosaurus, Apatosaurus, four-legged, plant-eating dinosaurs. We're talking about 40, 50-foot dinosaurs, extremely large, 20 tons.
Many museums display the bones of dinosaurs, but it is more difficult to find a place where you can see the tracks. And contrary to what you might think, the tracks tell us many things that bones do not.
The track sites here showed that the animals could walk on dry land. The tracks show you their locomotion. We show that there wasn't any tail drags. So the tracks give you a lot of information that the bones actually don't give you.
Unlike the tracks of animals, like deer you might see in the woods, you won't have much trouble seeing these tracks.
The sauropod tracks can go 3, 3.5 foot long and with a stride of 10 foot pace. You know that these are extremely large animals, probably about twice the size of a big bull African elephant.
Visitors can wade into the river and see hundreds of tracks. Or when water levels are low, they may be able to walk right up to 3 foot prints from the dinosaurs that walk this area. Traveling the Countryside in Glen Rose, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Many species of wildlife nest and raise their young in hay fields during prime hay cutting time. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Have your hay and keep the critters safe too, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
In many parts of the country, hay harvesting happens simultaneously with wildlife nesting and brooding in the hayfield. This creates a conflict with grassland birds, rabbits, deer, and other animals trying to raise their young. Pat Kaiser is the director of the Center for Native Grasslands Management at the University of Tennessee. If you're out cutting hay during this time, he recommends moving slowly and looking ahead. Use a flushing bar on your machinery to nudge wildlife out of harm's way and alter the cutting pattern.
We have a tendency to start around the edges and work to the middle. And for some critters, you know, rabbits and deer, the fawns, it's problematic. But if we are able to, depending on how the hay field lays, start maybe more toward the middle and work our way out, that gives the wildlife a chance to flush and get to some cover.
Cool season grasses such as fescue, orchard grass, timothy, and brum are at their prime for hay harvest right in the middle of nesting season. He says an alternative is to grow native warm season grasses as a hay production tool.
Things like big blue stem and Indian grass don't need to be harvested for hay until after the peak of the nesting season. So what we found is those later cutting dates have a lot less impact on nest success because so many of the nests are already off, and we still wind up getting good quality hay and not having to compromise. And in fact, some of those warm season species actually produce more hay per acre than our cool season species.
If you have several fields to harvest, save the fields closest to wetlands and CRP acreage for last because they will likely have a higher nesting density. Learn more about balancing the hay harvest with wildlife at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh.
those people, the ones who seem perfect. They always look good, have great jobs, and beautiful kids. And their Facebook vacation photos, those are the stuff dreams are made of. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, we all compare ourselves to others to some degree. But if it goes too far, it can lead to self-doubt and even depression. And when it comes to money and material things, it's so easy to feel you don't have enough. So why not shift your perspective to God's point of view? He generously gives, and we can be grateful for all he's provided and be good stewards of everything we have. You know, when we're grateful, life changes. You see good in so many things that you took for granted before, and suddenly you have more to give to others. Not only material things, but your time and abilities too. So stop comparing yourself to others. It will help you live a more grateful and meaningful life.
A look back, way back, to a deadly pandemic of a different sort. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family-owned and independent, just like their customers, just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gempler's.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow. Many U.S. citizens today trace their Irish heritage to an event that happened in 1845, the Irish potato famine. Caused by a plant pathogen that destroyed the potato crop in Ireland, it led to a million deaths. More than 2 million others left Ireland over the next 10 years. Ironically, many came to the United States, which had its own problems with potato blight, according to North Carolina State University professor Gene Ristino.
The outbreaks first occurred in 1843 in the U.S. around the ports of Philadelphia and New York, and it was suspected that the pathogen came in potatoes that were being imported from South America. But the pathogen actually didn't cause disease in Ireland until 1845, 2 years later. So we think the pathogen either entered into Europe from U.S. potatoes or could have come from a South American source as well.
Ristino says the potato famine compounded other problems the Irish faced.
They also succumbed to typhoid and cholera and other diseases, and no one even had a clue how to handle in 1845. You know, the human misery from the disease was severe. So there's a linkage between plant diseases and human diseases in this case.
The story continues tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Mid-America Ag Network Harvest Update. It's brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great parts selection and order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com. Wheat harvest continues across Kansas. Matt Brock is a custom harvester, and he's currently working near Ness City.
We've been here about 5-6 days. Had some off and on rain showers, cloudy weather, kind of muddy conditions, but the wheat's been really, really, really good, which slows you down too.
Right. Well, but the rain has stopped at least for the time. You think you may be able to get things done, today, huh?
Yeah, we just wrapping up, and we got to load up and be in Colorado this afternoon. So.
Wow. So you're going to have to do some hustling to get all that accomplished.
We're going to have to be moving. It's been a tough harvest year all around. It's kind of been, ever since we started in Southwest Oklahoma, it's just been cloudy weather, rain, and delays. It just been tough going this year.
But where you're working now, how is the wheat there?
The wheat's been crop of a lifetime here. They've got really, really, really good crops. The rain's kind of altered the test weight a little bit here for them, but anywhere from mid-60s to, you know, mid-80s is cut. So pretty above average crop. A lot of farms are averaging, you know, 60-plus. So the protein hasn't been much here. We came from Hutchinson before this. And when we were in Hutch, we had high test weight. We had 13.5 protein there around Saxon for Kansas. So that was real good. So.
And he says, in spite of some of the problems, overall, the wheat harvest has been a bit surprising.
But so far, everywhere we've cut, but better than anybody thought, I think.
Matt Brock, a custom harvester, just finishing up around Ness City, and then he'll be hustling to Colorado. Harvest update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at
Farmers Cooperative offers something that's rare these days, a pension plan. Not only will you be with a supportive, caring team during your career, you'll have their support after you retire. Also, health benefits, 401k, and a chance to earn profit sharing. There are openings across the board, grain, agronomy, precision ag, tires and lubricants, and more. Learn more at myfarmerscoop.com.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers in the U.S. planted fewer corn and soybean acres than the trade expected, according to today's USDA report. As a result, a little bit after 11, the grain markets jumped higher. Corn went to its daily limit. Soybeans up some 85 cents. So wheat up 22 cents higher. The outside markets also were higher. Not really a response to that, but still an overall big day. The big acreage number was built into the market, but USDA didn't push out the big numbers that many had expected. In the June Prospective Planning Report, USDA pegged the 2021 U.S. corn acres 92.7 million. The trade had expected 93.7 million. The previous estimate back in March, 91.14. For soybeans, the acreage at 87.6 million, the trade expectation was 89 million. USDA's March estimate came in at 87.6. The USDA estimate for the grain stocks on and off farm pegged the June 1 U.S. corn stock 4.112 billion bushels. The trade guess was 4.2. The soybean June 1st stock totaled 766 million bushel. The trade had estimated 787 million bushel. U.S. wheat stocks as of June 1st came in 843. And the U.S. wheat stocks as of June 1st, 843 million bushel. The trade expected at 859 million bushels. Reaction goes like this. The numbers surprised the beans the most. Planted acres lower than all the survey estimates. Corn prices surged due to the expected dramatic change in the corn balance sheet and less than optimal July forecast for the maturing crop. For AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sublogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Many species of wildlife nest and raise their young in hay fields during prime hay cutting time. Have your hay and keep the critters safe too on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
In many parts of the country, hay harvesting happens simultaneously with wildlife nesting and brooding in the hay field. This creates a conflict with grassland birds, rabbits, deer, and other animals trying to raise their young. Pat Kaiser is the director of the Center for Native Grasslands Management at the University of Tennessee. He recommends using a flushing bar on your machinery to nudge wildlife out of harm's way and alter the cutting pattern.
We have a tendency to start around the edges and work to the middle. And for some critters, you know, rabbits and deer, the fawns, it's problematic. But if we are able to, depending on how the hay field lays, start maybe more toward the middle and work our way out, that gives the wildlife a chance to flush and get to some cover.
Cool season grasses such as fescue, orchard grass, timothy, and brome are at their prime for hay harvest right in the middle of nesting season. He says an alternative is to grow native warm season grasses as a hay production tool.
Things like big blue stem and Indian grass don't need to be harvested for hay until after the peak of the nesting season. So what we found is those later cutting dates have a lot less impact on nest success because so many of the nests are already off, and we still wind up getting good quality hay and not having to compromise. And in fact, some of those warm season species actually produce more hay per acre than our cool season species.
Save the fields closest to wetlands and CRP acreage for last because they will likely have a higher nesting density. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about balancing the hay harvest with wildlife at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Rain and other market issues really wreaking havoc today on corn, soybeans, and wheat. Just can't seem to get anything going here in those areas. September, Kansas City wheat down 37 and three quarters at 581 and a half. December's down 37 and a quarter, 592 and three quarters. September corn is down the limit, down 40 at 552. December's down 40 at 539 and three quarters. In fact, almost all the back months are down by that amount. So not a good day so far for corn. Soybeans having an even worse day. August beans down 94 at 1339 and a quarter. September down 98 and three quarters at 1309 and a quarter. August soybean meal is down $24.10 at 357.40. September's down $24.60 at 359. Soybean oil is really getting pounded. August soybean oil at 60.08. That's down 339 points. September bean oil is at 59.37. That's down 350 points. Not a good day for corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat. Cotton is mixed. October cotton up 49 points at 88 even. December is down 28 at 86.69. As we turn to the livestock complex, we see some slightly better news there. Fat cattle having some issues, but feeder cattle and hogs for the most part are pretty good. August live cattle down 15 at 121.85. October down 50 at 127.57. Turning to feeder cattle, August feeders up 285 at 159.90. September up 242 at 161.85. So positives for feeder cattle. So that's good news. July hogs up 92 at 109.57. August up 235 at 102.57. But then after that, all the back months are down. So mixed numbers in the livestock complex. Corn, soybeans, and wheat really, really struggling. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is dealing during their grand reopening. After two record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 66 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening during the Trade Up to a Kia sales event. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sports through KML for $15.15 per month for 1,000 finance. Limited power trip.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough. So you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, Met Guard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
New for 2021 at the Nordis Motor Company is a Silverado 1500 model work truck. It's a sturdy 4x4. They have a 2021 Chevy Blazer Sport Edition and Trailblazer all-wheel drive. Take your choice. And a 2021 Buick Envision Essence. Awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on a balcony in summer air. See the lights, see the party, the ball gowns. See you make your way through the crowd and say hello. Little did I know that you were Romeo. Throwing pebbles and my daddy said stay away from Juliet. And I was crying on the staircase begging you.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.